we entered the sugya that really is Yisoides, the most central sugya that we have, the sugya of atzlus, of laziness, which Rav Yerucham says is the seat of all evil. Doesn't seem as evil as going to crack square or other things like that. However, if you think about it, there is nothing worse than inactivity, than being immobile. A person, the tachlis of the Bria, says, the Chovas Halvava says, the greatest thing that Hashem created, the thing that's the simon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wisdom in the world and love for us, is motion, is that the world is constantly moving. And people who are immobile are simply not here. We brought from Rabbeinu Yoina that people who have Shena Shachris, who sleep at the most geshmak time, but the most productive time, Yayin Saharayim, they're drinking in the afternoon, they have no appreciation for time. He says, Moitzin Oysam Min HaOilam means that they're not using their time, so they don't have time. They shouldn't be given time because they're not using it to do. And we pointed out that Be'etzim, there's nobody after high school who's not disappointed by this reality. High school is a certain chill where you feel you're not an adult, you're maybe not even Jewish yet, I don't know, you think you're not a lot of things in high school. But all of a sudden, you leave home, and you say, wow, mom and dad are not watching what I'm doing over here. I actually have to be something. I have to tuoif, and it gets scary. It's like, whoa, if I don't do this, then this won't happen. Then you start seeing friends that are doing this, and every siyum becomes an incredible disappointment. Every time you see progress in your friends learning, him moving up from shir to shir, it kills inside. And the guy is in bed and he's smiling to everybody, but it's an act. Inside, he's deeply frustrated. There's nobody who feels satisfied by not moving. Rabbi Yerucham says it's simply against the metzias of an Adam. The Goyin in Evan Shlema writes that you have to daven for midas. Every midah has a part in Elokai Netzar. What's davening for laziness? B'mitzvoisecha tirdoif nafshi. My nefesh should sprint to do mitzvahs. Whoa, this is pretty intense. The answer is that really a nefesh, a go-getter inside, really wants to sprint. It does. It's just locked up in lazy old me. And the Goyin says a person has to daven, I want to run like I should. I want to grab opportunities. B'mitzvoisecha tirdoif nafshi. Running like a marathon. There's so much to do. There's so many opportunities. And when a person realizes this and they're in emotion, they're doing, they feel great. Like the Goyin said last week, the Goyin in Mishle, he says that someone who's a charetz is to dushan. He has a dishon of etzem. He feels full, accomplished, happy. And there's nobody who doesn't fit into this category. People could make a wisecrack here, a wisecrack there, but it's just to try to numb the pain. Trust me, I have to speak to everybody. Even the guys who are seemingly happy, everybody wants to achieve. So now we have to try to figure out a remedy for this. After we've diagnosed such a terrible problem, we have to figure out how to get out of this. I'm not going to talk about right now just being a guy who's a mover, a jogger sometimes, you know, even at a red light, he's jogging in place, he's moving and shaking. The Mesillas Yesharim talks about such a thing. But Rav Yerucham says that's not good enough for laziness, because we find that there are guys who jog in place at red lights, and when it comes to the things they're supposed to do, not now. What happened? You jog in place. You're the guy who jogs at the red light. But when it comes to the things that you're really supposed to do, the Yetzer Hara places a laziness on you. So that's not the Yetzer. The Yetzer is not just to move, because we move for a lot of things. We get up early for ski trips. We do a lot of things that we want to, but at the end of the day, the things that are what we really want to accomplish in, that's where the atzlus is kicking in. So what's the Yetzer? So Rabbi Yerucham in Vayera, he says, Amayra Dekazach, he says, we find that the Malachim are praised, that they go from one side of the universe to the other. Ratz v'shoy. They don't follow time. They just zip from one place to another. And he asked an interesting question, which I wouldn't be able to ask. He asked, what's their secret? What is their secret? You know, wouldn't we love to be able to do this all the time? Just push a button and zip from one place to another and accomplish? He says, we know that a malach has a certain unusual part about him. There's something about him that's unusual to any other being. A malach lives with a mission. A malach has a shlichus from Hashem, and he lives and breathes that mission. He only gets one mission at a time, and he goes to do that mission, and he doesn't know from anything else. Every malach has a shlichus, and you never dip into anybody else's. He comes in front of Hashem, he gets a mission statement, he knows what his goal is supposed to be, and he follows through to that goal. And this is the key. When a person wakes up in the morning, I'm going to tell you something that's painful. You know what's going on in their head? Why should I get up right now? Because I want to learn? I can learn later. I'll learn tomorrow. I'll learn a little bit later. To be a nice guy, I'll be a nice guy later. What's getting me out of the bed? If a person has a certain goal, a certain mission, some clarity of why he's here, what he wants to achieve in a day, what he wants to achieve in a few months, what he wants to achieve in a winter's month, and he finds that his bed is a conflict to that. Your bed is not a conflict to learning. You can learn later. But if you want to learn Maseches Kedushin, the whole thing, if you want to chazer it, all of a sudden the bed becomes a conflict to that because I have a mission that's stared by my bed. Rav Yerucham says the yisoid is a person has to have a goal. And there are many, many types of goals. And if a person doesn't have a goal, that is where an atzla sits in. Already Revolba Zatzal makes the diak. A few places in Shas this happens, where the word zariz, which is a go-getter, a doer. What's the opposite of that word? An atzel, a lazy person. However, the Gemara in Psachim in a couple places, one place is Nun Amud Beis, it says the word zariz, which is the go-getter, and the opposite you'd expect is the lazy guy, atzel. You know what it uses? A very strange word. Shafel. Shafel's a low individual. Why is that the opposite of a go-getter? And if you look in the Svarim, the Rambam's marach on this, and the Chovas HaLevavos' marach on this, the word shafel means somebody who feels that he doesn't have a role. A loser. He's the guy who's always on the sidelines, who's always bench-warming. He doesn't even feel he should be picked in the game. A shafel is somebody who thinks he has no role. And the Gemara is telling us an incredible chiddush. The opposite of a go-getter is not someone who's lazy, it's someone who doesn't have any purpose. You ask him why he's here, he goes, I'm not sure, pick somebody else. And that feeds off the laziness. So stay in bed if that's your attitude. If you have no vision, no direction for where you want to go, then why isn't the pillow more attractive? Why isn't just not giving it your all always more attractive? To have a chill, to be relaxed. If you have no purpose, so then that's what causes it. And based on this, Yisoid, I answered a question for me which bothered me a while, Rabosai. This bothered me a while. A couple of midrashim, which I didn't understand, and an Orcha Sadikim I didn't understand, and according to this, I think it's Miyushev. Says the Medrash Rabbah in Mitzayra, Parsha Yud Tes, a pasuk in Koheles Yud Yud Ches, Ba'atzla Tayim Yimach Hamikare. If you're lazy, your roof will cave in. I would say that this pasuk's talking about a bad guy, and you'll find the Chazal darshan this about a bad guy, right? Lazy people who don't fix their roofing, whatever it is, we know what happens, comes the rainy season, bloop, it falls in. I would say this is talking about a bad guy. Listen to this medrash. Try to explain this to me. Says the medrash, Rav Koyin Pasuk, Batzlasayim Yimach Mikra, the lazy one, because of him, the roof caved in, Al Yedeshin, it's Atzlu Yisrael Melechanus B'Machlokas B'Har Sinai. Since Klal Yisrael was lazy and they didn't want to pick fights with each other at Har Sinai, they were lazy, too lazy to get into fights. This is the Lashon. So therefore, Yimach HaMikra, the roof caved in, meaning the Shechina came and they were Zocha to Har Sinai. Whoa! It's like the opposite of a pasuk I'd expect. The pasuk's about a lazy man and the roof caving in. It says, since they were lazy about getting into an argument. Can I ask you a question? It bothered me for a while. What does it mean to be lazy to get into an argument? Just don't get into an argument. And if you think this is an isolated phenomenon in Chazal, it's not. I'll give you another medrash, but Be'etzem I could give you four or five more. Says the medrash about Shlomo HaMelech, Shir Shirim Rabba, Parsha Aleph. Chazisa Ishmahir b'malachtoi. Did you see a man who's so quick in his work? Zesh Shlomo ben David. This was Shlomo ben David. What did he do? He was zariz in building the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara asked, the Medrash asked Akasha. It says, Vayivneu Shavashanim. It says that he built the Beis HaMikdash in 7 years. And in the other pasuk, it says, his house he built in 13 years. So the Medrash says, wow, this must have been some house. If the Beis HaMikdash took him 7 years, and his own house took him 13 years, this must have been some house that he built for himself. It probably way outdid the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Medrash, no, that's not why it took 13 years. Nimsa Miyuba Maruba Binyan Beis Shlomo, you think his house is better than the Beis HaMikdash? No! Binyonoi, in his own house, Nisatzel, he was lazy when he built his house. But in the Beis HaMikdash, he was Zoriz, and he built it in 7 years. What's going on over here? He was lazy in building his own house? Shlomo Malach Hashem Tzvakos, you think he was lazy for a day in his life? What's this laziness over here? What's this laziness? And the Yisoid HaDavar, which Be'etzem is another question, the Orcha Sadikim, when he's in Shar Atlas, he's talking about laziness. He goes, but there's a good type of laziness. Being lazy for an Avera. This also I never understood. What does it mean to be lazy for an Avera? I've heard of saying no to an Avera. Being lazy for an Avera? Listen, Rabbi Said, this is the Pshat. The Pshat is the following. The whole idea of being a go-getter is having goals. A person has a certain mission, they'll be excited to get up in the morning, they'll do it, they'll put in their all. A person who gets lazy for machlokas, you know what's happening? He's a great guy. It means, oh, I'm going to get in a fight with Yonkel right now, it's right before Harsina. I don't have kleichus. It's not a priority by him. Whenever something's not a priority by you, you're lazy in that. That's a wonderful thing. It's a laziness. It's just, we're going to be fighting like cats and dogs. We're almost at RC. I just don't have kaychas. I don't feel like I can do this. What? They're asking me, they're going to go over there to that place. I'm in bed already. They're inviting me, okay, but where's that coming from? That's coming from a good set of values. Those values are creating a laziness. Shlomo HaMelech knew how to build, Rabosai. When it came to the Beis HaMikdash, 7 years for that amazing place. The Makom where the Shechina is Shaira. The greatest edifice that's ever been constructed in the history of the world. But when it comes to his own house, all right, the tile issue, okay, we'll worry about that next week. The plumbing, okay, we'll get to the plumbing, we'll get there. Where is it coming from? It's coming from that in this area, it's good not to be a go-getter. It's good not to have focus. And what comes out is a certain good type of laziness. It's all about focuses in life. The areas that you care about, you're running towards. The areas you could care less about, your pillow is more attractive. But the problem is that we really know there's something to do in this world. And then when we don't have this focus, we end up at the end feeling like we lost the game. And rightfully so. But when a person realizes that there's more going on, they will do more. There's an amazing Rabbeinu Bachai. Rabbeinu Bachai, by the pasuk Takas Asher Lo Avadatas Hashem Elokecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivav, not serving Hashem B'Simcha. Rabbeinu Bachai brings a medrash. The medrash talks about Boaz and Reuven and Aaron, and it talks about the various things they did that were good. Reuven saved his brother Yosef. He saved him, and then he ended up getting sold and going down to Mitzrayim, like we know. But if Reuven knew, says the medrash, if Reuven knew that he was being written in the Chumash, he was being written in the Torah, then you know what he would have done? He would have taken Yosef on his back and brought him all the way back to Yaakov. Why? Reuven was a Malach Hashem Tzvakas. What, he needs to know the camera's rolling? What's going on here? Aaron was happy for his brother. Aaron was happy for his brother Moshe, that he became the leader of Klal Yisrael. If he knew he was being recorded in the Torah, that the camera was rolling, he would have also brought a band to greet Moshe, to give him a mazel tov on this. What's going on over here? Sounds a little bit strange. These are Malachi Hashem. You think they need to know they're on camera waving to their mother? Pshat is Pashat, Rabosai. Everything by a person, if you realize it's a little more significant. Reuven knew he was somebody who was Oyved Hashem, with all of his Shmem Ches, every part of his body. But if he would have known that Nakuda, that this Maisa would have been, is recorded for Netzach Netzachim in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, he would have added more. If Aaron would have known that this was being used as an example, and he would have felt that extra significance, there would be more. Whenever you realize you're doing something significant, then you do more. And says the Rabbeinu Bachai, that's being Ovid Hashem b'simcha. That's why he brings it over there. He says, because when someone feels like they're doing something important, they're happy and excited about it. But the more a person has that reality, the more a person is in touch with what's going on. Now, we're going to try and go over, there's not so much time to discuss everything, but we're going to try and discuss a little bit strategies. The Pasuk in Mishlei, in Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Yud Tes says, Derech Otzel kimisukas chodek v'orech yisharim slula. The way of the lazy person is always in thorns. He always gets stuck on the road. V'orech yisharim slula, and those straight people, they go right through. Says the Gaon. The Gaon on Mishlei brings, it's a Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara says the following. Once I was walking on the road and I saw a kid. And he was on a Parshas Drachim. And I asked him, how do you get to this town? And he says, well, there's the long way that's the short way. And there's the short way that's the long way. Okay. So he said, I'll take the short way that's the long way because it's the short way. And he goes on that short way and all of a sudden he gets stuck. He can't get into the town there. There's too many orchards and things. It's not the right way. And he goes back to the kid. He says, what'd you do to me? He says, I told you, it's a short way, but it's a long way. It's a way that'll get you there, but you're going to be stuck. You're going to have to go all around because it's a bad way. You should go on the long way that ultimately will be the short way. And when he heard this, he says, I can't believe the chachma. I kissed him on his head. How wondrous are you, Klal Yisrael? Even the kids are so wise. What's the pshat over here? Even the kids. Kids love shortcuts. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Everything's about getting there. I remember I was going with my son, wanted to buy him a watch. There was a place selling a watch. He's like, let's get this watch. I wanted to get him a Casio. No, this watch. Got him the watch. As we're coming home, the whole thing falls apart. The band, the thing stops working. A child usually first basically sees the world as, let's just go this way because it's quicker. Where's that coming from? It's coming from this desire just to be finished with what's going on and getting it. This katan, this little child, this is why he kissed him on his head, already understood. There are short ways, but oh, are they long ways. And there are long ways where you'll be, wow, how did I do this in such a short amount of time? It seemed long, but in the grand scheme of things, I'm somewhere. I've achieved. And every achievement, every focus has to do with laziness or not. Let's talk about goals for a second. Okay? You always hear in yeshivas, I want to learn how to learn. Right? This like, or I want to teach my son, I want to, the teach my son thing is not, that bothers me a lot. Okay? It's not, I don't have a life, but I want my son to have a life. I want my son to be very Jewish, and I just sort of want to be in between cheering him on and, you know, going to his siyumim and eating food there. That's not a goal. But learning how to learn, that's a real legitimate goal. I want to learn how to learn. So now, what is that goal? How do you do that goal? I had a friend in Kailo, okay? I had a friend in Kailo. When I started out learning with him, I thought that he was going to be a fair chavrusa. Fine, something to do. He's a good guy. Anyway, as we were in this Kailo, it was a Kailo of Mitzianim. This guy never left Rebbe, okay? He was always handling after the shir, after the chaburas, in and out, back and forth. He got screamed at by my rebbeim over and over and over. And year after year, we're probably in the kollel together 7 years, suddenly this man emerged to the extent he was in chabur with me, that when the Rosh Yeshiva left yeshiva, he asked this younger man to give shir instead of him. And I'm telling you, I was watching this, and this was painful for me. Because here I was, oh, la-di-da, I'm doing him a favor, learning with him. He had a goal, Rabbosai, but he knew how to do it. He knew that a massive amatan with his Rabbein, speaking about this, why am I saying a bad svara? Why is this a good svara? Why did Rebbe say like this? Why didn't Rebbe say like that? It adds up, and all of a sudden, wow, this guy can go in and out of a sugya. But then there are the people who come to yeshiva, I'm learning how to learn. Then you just sit in your bed. Why would I get up? Who do I have a kesher with? Do I ever speak to my Rebbe? Do I ever ask him a kasha? This is not just going to happen. After 3 years in yeshiva, you're going to know how to learn. You're going to know nothing without a mahalach. It doesn't make sense to know anything. Person has to figure out what they're doing. How in the world am I going to get these things? Using a pen. Using a pen. Whoa, that's heavy, Rabbi. People sit in a shir with people. I mamish have tremendous derech eretz for every Rebbe in this yeshiva that they're mamish saying amazing things. People sit in a shir and they're like this. Why don't, it's showtime with Rav Mati Polansky. Get out the popcorn. Get out a Slurpee. What in the world is this? Why would someone go to a shir and not take notes? Why would you waste a year of your life? Why do that to yourself? Go skiing. You think you're going to remember a thing? You think you're even going to chop the shir? The pen is extremely heavy. You know why? Because the Yetzer Hara knows if you start using that thing, you're going to steig. And people go, oh, I remember. I have a great memory. You have a great memory. You have a great memory. You don't remember what you had for breakfast. You have a great memory. It's because you don't care. But you do care. And then there are the people who write, who do it. And they're moving. They're advancing. I had Rabbi Yaakov Langer Shlita. He was my chavrusa here. We learned once a week. And it was a very tiring time for me. It was the end of Night Seder. And then as soon as I want to leave, he goes, Rabbi, now we're going to write down our whole chavrusa. I'm like, oh my goodness. And he did it. And I had to do this. I had no choice. But he has it. And he felt it was important. I hope it was. But all the times that people are doing this, the Medrash says in Dvarim Rabbah Parsha Hey, it says, Leich el namolo otzel, go to see an ant. What does an ant do? Learn from an ant. An ant lives only 6 months, okay? And says the Medrash, it's busy getting food after food after food. Lama, she'amra shema yigzar alai HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chaim. Maybe I'll live. Buddy, you think you're going to be the ant that lives? I don't understand this. I'm supposed to learn from this? This ant is way too optimistic, Rabotai. 6 months, that's it. The Medrash says he has no skeleton. He gets smushed. That's it. What's he doing? And we're supposed to learn from him? Yeah. You know what the Medrash says about us? We're doing the opposite. Everything we do, the Medrash tells us, in Dvarim Rabbah Chesvav, Shiva Dvarim Amar Shlomo Ba'atzel. There's 7 things that he said about an Atzel. Your Rebbe's in the city. Lechel Amad Torim Mena. Learn from him. Humeshiv Osam Yisyarani Mena Ari Shavidarach. I'm afraid of a lion. Basically, I'm afraid of the boogeyman. Rab Chabetok Medina, he's coming into the country. I'm Alam Yisyarani Shaloye Ari Ben Rechovas. I'm worried that in the county or in the village, there's going to be a lion. Omer La Rebbe Tov Beiska. He's in your house. Your Rebbe came to your house. Wow. Omer Lahem Yimei Holo Kozol Amiv Pesach Neula. The door is going to be closed. I'm like, oh, until the end, he goes, I just want to go to bed. We do the same thing. We go, maybe I'll be dead. Maybe I'll be dead. Everything we do, why should I bother? What's going to be of this? Maybe I'll be dead. The Namala is saying, maybe this will help me. Maybe there's something here that's chai. And everything we're doing is, wow, it's not going to have a nafkamina. It's not going to help me. It's the exact opposite attitude towards chayim. It's very nice that people listen to Rav David Grossman. And it's very nice that Rav David Grossman is Messiah Maseches Kedushin. But it does not mean if you sit with your beats, you see a guy, like, what are you listening to? Well, you figure, I don't know, Simcha Lion with, oh, Rav David Grossman, it's great. You can listen, you can do a little twist. And then next thing you know, you're doing a hadron on the whole Maseches Kedushin. Rabosai, I have nothing against it. But Rav David Grossman's like surfing. Surfing. There's a wave, right? A wave is a very powerful thing, but you have to be on a board and you have to balance. You can't just jump into the wave and call that surfing. You have to ride the wave. You have to sit with Rav David Grossman. You have to put the commas in their place. You have to figure out the Gemara, and guess what you have to do at the end? You're not going to believe this. You have to be able to read the Gemara on some level when the tape is over. No way! What do you mean? When the tape's over, I'm done. I go to the next tape. Then you didn't learn it. Why waste your time? Listen to the tape. Put the proper things, but if you can't read it, you're not going to be happy with yourself. You'll be happy with yourself for one night when you make that seum. But when you can't learn with yourself or your children, you'll say, why didn't I do this? It was an extra 15 minutes. Why is it that at the second Seder, I finished the Amud. Can I just ask you 4 questions about this? What were the man to Amrim in there? Was it Abaye, Rava, or a Papa? Oh, well, man to Amrim. Ooh, that's a hard one. The whole Gemara was Abaye and Rava. It's not a hard one. This is a klutz kasha. At the end of the Amud, before you say, go, what did we come out with? Whoa, that's heavy. You know what it is? It is a little heavy. But it will make you figure out what happens over here. It will give you that Amud. Versus all the other people who are running out right when they finish the Amud. It's nice. You get Talmud Torah. I promise you get Olam Haba for it. But you won't build yourself from that. You'll get Olam Haba for it, but you won't become something. So chaval. There's so much laziness that's creeping in to every Nakuda. Night Seder, Rabotai. How many times do I hear from Bakram, I can't do Night Seder. All you did your life during nights was PlayStation 4. That's all you did. And now you come to Yeshiva. Whoa, they want me to think. I can't do that. Let me find some guttle book that I could read for 10 minutes and then just freak out. What happened over here? Maybe you have a brain. Maybe nights are really a productive time, and it's only because you fried your brain. People don't even test themselves. They've written themselves off. It's just not happening. I can't do this. You want to be on the level of a 17-year-old when you're 80 still going, I just can't do this. When did I know this? At 17, you didn't even try. A painful investment. That's called being a Zaris, because I have a goal. I have a goal to do this. And when a person has such a goal, so then they grow. Shemayev Avtalion, we find that when the Gemara says in Pesachim, on Samech Vav, that they didn't know whether or not Karban Pesach is Deicha Shabbos. Nobody knew. Nobody knew. Comes this Yid from Hillel, from Bavel, named Hillel, the famous Hillel. And he comes, says, Rabosai, it's Pashin, and he gives two reasons why it's Deicha Shabbos. And he says, because of your laziness, somebody from Bavel took over here. You're all lazy. You weren't Meshamesh Shemayev Avtalion. You weren't Meshamesh the Gedolei Ador. You think they were lazy in that yeshiva? No, but Hillel saw there's a lack of focus. There's so much more that could have been here. Of course they sat in shir, but they were passive. If they would have grabbed Shemayev Avtalion, if they would have grabbed opportunities, they would have become so much bigger in such a short amount of time. And every increment of this is laziness trying to tell you not to do it. And every time you get higher and break it, you're breaking a form of laziness. Rashi says, what's Shimush Chachamim? You know what Shimush Chachamim is, which is having a shaychus with Anashim Gedolim? Shedoichik v'nichnas b'chol makom. He squeezes himself in every place. This is Rashi in Pirkei Avos, Perek Shishi, Lishmaya Devreim L'Shamsham, to be there to hear them and to help them out. This guy, he's that guy. You know that guy who's like everywhere? He's got great stories. He was by this one, and he was this one. He ate a suda by this one. He's got amazing stories. You know why? Because he's doichek v'niknas. He's squeezing himself everywhere. He's being active. He's here in Eretz Yisrael. He wants to get his money's worth. That's called Zrizus. And such a person will come home with a wealth of things. And the other one will think it was good times. It was. Got some Olam Haba from it. But he won't be a changed and bigger person. So this is the Nakuda. A person has to know what his goals are. Are his goals skills? Of course. So then, I have news for you. When I was younger, we didn't have art schools yet. We looked like, you know, we were very archaic, old. We were cavemen back then. There was only the Sansino. You guys ever hear that? The Sansino? So we had something called the dictionary. And you know why I learned how to read the Gemara? Because I had a dictionary. A dictionary is much more chachmadik than an art scroll. An art scroll just tells you what the words are in the Gemara. But a dictionary tells you how the word is used in many places. You actually learn the words. Whoa, that's heavy to take out the dictionary every time. I don't know what to tell you. It was a long way. But it was a short way, Rabosai. Instead of knowing Gemaras one after another, just what they say, we knew how to learn Gemara after Gemara after Gemara. Everything here that's a shortcut, it's so chaval. If a person would take the long haul for even 1 year, they would say, wow, I can't believe I was almost duped into doing something else. I'm not knocking finishing Masechtas. A person, though, can't feel like they're just going with Rav David Grossman through Shas, and that suffices. Rav David Grossman proved himself. You have to prove yourself. A person finishes, he figures out what came out. Is it hard? Yes. And you know what? If you can't do it, then you have to seek counsel from someone. It's like in the medicines. They say, if this doesn't work or you see swelling or bleeding, please call poison control or all these things. You have to call somebody. I say, I want to finish Maseches Kedushin, but guess what? After Rav David Grossman, I'm looking at the bar. Oh no, Rabbi Stark's killing my chill. No, I'm not. I'm trying to give you a life at 40 and 50, so you'll be something. We should all be zeichet to be zrizim lamitzvah.